Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Yevamos Daf Lamed in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Chamishi, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting in Amud Aleph, 5 lines from the top of the Amud. We learned in the Mishnah that according to Rav Gamliel, there's no Maimer after Maimer, and there's no Get after Get, because whatever the first Maimer does, the second Maimer will do. Whatever the first Get does, the second one does. So therefore the second one is not effective. Says the Gemara, Al Daite de Rav Gamliel, according to Rav Gamliel that says, there's no Maimer after Maimer, there's no Get after Get, Maushte b'yepsula achar b'yepsula. For example, he went, he gave a Get to one of the Yevamos, so now, any B'ya after that is a B'ya psula, because the B'ya will now be effective after a Get. Can you have a B'ya psula after a B'ya psula? Do we say the same way one Maimer does not work after a first Maimer, and another Get doesn't work after the first Get, also a B'ya psula doesn't work after a B'ya psula? Another question, B'yas ben teisha achar B'yas ben teisha. A B'ya of a 9-year-old kid is equivalent to a Maimer. So it's the same way according to Gamliel, there's no Maimer after Maimer. Will we say that the B'ya of a 9-year-old with one Yevamo, and then a B'ya of the 9-year-old with another Yevamo, the second B'ya will not be effective? And now, what about B'ya psula achar B'ya ben teisha, and B'ya ben teisha achar B'ya psula? What happens if you have two B'yas, each one of them is not strong enough? It's either B'ya psula after a Get, or a B'ya of a 9-year-old, one after another. Do we say the same way one Maimer doesn't work after another Maimer, so a B'ya of a ben teisha doesn't work after a B'ya psula, and vice versa? Continues the Gemara and says, even though Chachamim disagree with Rav Gamliel regarding a Maimer after a Maimer, maybe that's only when we're talking about two Yevamos. Mal sheyoydu Chachamim l'Rav Gamliel vein Maimer achar Maimer b'Yevamo achas. In the same Yevamo, they will agree that you can't do two Maimerim. Meaning, do we say that what Chachamim said that Maimer achar Maimer works, you have two Yevamos? So Maimer by one does not affect the other one can still work by her. But the same Yevamo, whatever the Maimer did, you can add to it, or maybe not. Hey, Chavida, will be the case. Also Maimer b'Yevamto, even Nosan Laget, also Maimer. He came, he gave a Maimer to a Yevamo, then he gave her a Get, then he did a Maimer again. Im toimar yesh maimer achar maimer, 2 miles more than one yevama could work. Lo nifter boy seged, the get did not help. I mean, right now she sells a maimer. Im toimar ain maimer achar maimer, nifter boy seged. But if there's no 2 miles more than the same woman, so the get potter the maimer. We have Yudin boy. We have Yudin had a question. Kiddush isha me'achshav la'achar 30 yom. Similar case that we had before. Person gave kiddushi to one woman, and the kiddush is not chal for 30 days. So right now it's only a semi kiddush. Within 30 days, the sister fell ibum. So afilu ken ain maimer achar maimer. We'll say the same thing. The same way Rav Gamliel says, you can't have a maimer once you have one maimer. So here also, you cannot have a maimer in this yevamo when you have a semi-kiddushin or a beginning of a kiddushin with the first wife. So go no. Only a get achar get, maimer achar maimer, you say, whatever the first maimer did, the second maimer will do, so it's not effective. Whatever the first get does, the second get does, so it's not effective. But here, that it's a kiddush to begin, so maimer does work. But what does not work like a Gamliel is, we have a case of Beseches Kiddushin, that you have a person who came and said, this is Kiddushin Mikama Shloshim. Came a second person and says, I'm Kudeshli Mikama Shloshim. Came a third person and says, I'm Kudeshli Mikama Shloshim. Each one starts a Kiddushin but doesn't end. So came a Birchon and says, even 100 people, the Kiddushin are Typhus, because each one is not a full Kiddushin. So I can have 100 people do that. That's all like Rav Gamliel. Because according to Rav Gamliel, when you do the same type of Kiddushin, if it's even though it's not fully effective, a second one cannot be there if the first one is happening. If the first one does 20%, the second one cannot do a 20% because 20% is already taken. So when a person does a kiddushin that begins, even though it does not end, but it's already a beginning, a second one can do the same type of kiddushin. The same way in Maimer Achar Maimer, that part does not work like Rav Gamliel. Continuing Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Halacha Beis Zok Demishto. Ketzad also maimer b'yevim toy v'nosol laget tzicha himenu chalitzo. If one did a maimer by his yevamo, he gave her a get, she still needs chalitzo. The get takes away the maimer. Also maimer V'cholatz. He did a maimer and a chalitza. Zichim and a get. He needs a get for the maimer. He needs a chalitza for the ziko. Also, a maimer who bought a reizik mitzvah. So he did a maimer, then he did behilo. That's the perfect way to do it, because it's better not to have yibum directly before you do kedushin. So the Gemara ketzad also maimer v'chulei. Hadomer shaget poiter yoyser mimash shekono a maimer. Meaning the get is more effective than the maimer did. Why? Because im toimer ain't a get poiter yoyser mimash shekono a maimer. If all the get does is takes away the maimer, yobam, you should be able to do a yibum. The get should take away the maimer, and then you'll do yibum. Why do you say you can't do yibum anymore? That means the get is effective to take away a little bit of the ziko. So there's no more yibum. Says the Gemara, Omaif, that Yobam said, lo yiftor giti ela mashakona ma'amori. If he said, no, I want the get to be only to be effective to take away the maimer, and not more, I feel mashakona ma'amori lo pata giti. So even the get is not effective even for the maimer. Why? Krisus ain't a krisus. In order to forget to be effective, it has to be a full blanket get, has it with no limitations. Once you come and say, no, the get will be effective only for the mimer and not for the ziko, so then it doesn't work for the mimer either. It needs to be a full strong get, and a full strong get also affects the ziko as well. Continues the Gemara and says, chalitza psulo poiteris, ulehado milo. I mean, chalitza psulo, like here, chalitza that comes after a mimer, what does it do? Shimiova acher v'kiddush tzora tovus v'kiddushin. If somebody else, meaning not a Yavam, goes and gives Kiddusha to the Tzara, the Kiddusha Rechal. Because there was a Chalitza here. The Chalitza is not fully effective. You still need to do something to take it, to take out the Yibu, the Ziko. But for the Tzara, the Kiddusha works. Says the Gemara, Bo Ache V'kitcho. What happens if somebody else came and gave Kiddusha to this Yavam who got Chalitza? Kevet Sheneko Yimeno Zika Sames, Tov Sava Kiddushin. Oy Me'achar, Sheit Zicho Gedle Ma'amara, Lo Tov Sava Kiddushin. So now we're not so sure. Do we say because the Chalitza was effective, so the Kiddushin works? Or because the Chalitza wasn't fully effective, then the Kiddushin for somebody else does not work? The Gemara does not answer this question. Now, we said in the Mishnah that if you did Maimer or Baal, that's the right way. There is a Kmitzah also. Omar Bo Amel, Adorma, this teaches you, Shemitzah Lekadesh, Achak Livot. First do Kiddushin, then do Be'ilo. Even by Yavam. So the Gemara, Maim is Shein Kasuba Kiddushin. Torah is a Kmitzah also. If by Yavam, it doesn't say Kiddushin by the Torah. It says Yibum. You say first do Kiddushin, then do Yibum. Ha'ishish Katuba Kiddushin Lakoshken. So a regular wife, regular woman, that it says Kiddushin, of course you should do Kiddushin before Bia. Meaning a person should not do, shall be Mekadish Aisha with Bia. That even though that's one of the Kinyonim of the way to Mekadish Aisha, it's not appropriate to do it this way. One should do Kiddushin Kesef before he does Bia. Halacha Gimel Zog the Mishnah, Nosan Get Ve'osa Maimer. Yavam gave a get and then he did a maimer. Tzich a get ve'chalitza. So you need a get ve'chalitza, we'll see in the Gemara, the get for the maimer, and the chalitza, because the maimer wasn't affected because he did a get. Nosan Get to Bo, did a get, then Be'ilo. Tzich a get ve'chalitza as well. The Be'ilo is also not effective once he had a get. Nosan Get ve'cholatz, if he did both, ain't a chalitza klum, then the chalitza is effective. So Gemara, Nosa get also maimer v'chulei get l'ma'amoroi v'chalitza l'ziko. So you need to get, take away the maimer, he chalitza take away the ziko. Hadom ro, now we said over here that the bia after get doesn't work, that teaches you the bia psulo ain't the preteris. If a bia, which is not a good bia, meaning because it was already after a get, it doesn't work. Says the Gemara, one second, Issa chami, we just saw before, chalitza psulo preteris. Chalitza psulo is more effective because the litza helps, as we saw a few lines ago, helps to take away the tzara. Will be a psula and a preteris. Why is be a psula not do a ptur? The why is not effective at all. So the more chalitza, deishi, koro, psulo. Chalitza, the main purpose of chalitza is to take out the ziko. So preteris. So it is effective even though it's not 100%. You need more than that. You still need a get. Pio, deishi, any koro, psulo. The bia is not coming to be poiter the yivama. It's coming to be koin the yivama. So to come and say it does a ptur when it's possible, ain't a preteris. Says the Gemara, "V'latifta b'lakul, v'latifta b'lachomer." Okay, you don't want to give a kula to let the tzara go out, but at least do it l'chumra. And explains the Gemara, "V'lamedav, what does it mean? V'ladai milo, what's up, kamino? She ba'achev v'kidesh the tzara tosu b'kiddushin. If someone will come and do kiddushin for the tzara, the kiddush will be chal, at least l'chumra. Omar, if you don't kaiminte, kol yavama shein kula l'chutz, lo ilu mi b'fni machetetz l'chutz. Once you say this is not effective on the zika, so that means the tzara is not out. She's not out, she's still in. There's no such thing as half out. So when you do a chalitza psulo, it is fully effective on the tzara. The tzara is out. Only the yavama still needs a get. But when you're doing a maimer, or you're doing a kiddushin, so there it's not going to be, it doesn't really let the tzara go. It doesn't let the tzara go, so it's not effective at all, not even l'chumro. With this we conclude, Yushalmi Yevamis Daf Lamed.